Striking teachers are expected to resume work today. This follows a directive by the National Labour Commission to the teachers after a meeting yesterday. The commission also directed the striking teachers to go back to the negotiating table with their employers, GES, Ministry of Education, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. At the end of the meeting, the commission asked both parties to come up with a roadmap to make payments where money is involved. Its executive secretary, Breku Bwedu, told Radio Ghana that teachers and the employers will be forced into compulsory arbitration if they are not able to resolve the issues within 1 week.
It was a follow-up to Monday's meeting where NAGRAT was not able to attend because they claimed their studies were all out of Accra. All the parties appeared before the National Labour Commission and the teachers raised 4 major issues which they claim were the causes of their strike. After very lengthy and hectic discussions, they agreed with the Labour Commission that they had not exhausted the negotiations with their employers. As a result of that, the Labour Commission directed the striking teachers, that's their leaders and their employers, Ghana Education Service, Ministry of Education, and Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, go back to the negotiating table, negotiate all the issues that are involved, agree on them, where there is a need for payment and monies are not readily available for payment, they should come up with a roadmap for the payment of such money and report back to the commission at 7 days. So the commission is going to meet them again on Wednesday, 27th March 2013. Also, once negotiations are going on, the law says that the worker cannot be on strike while negotiations are going on. It's like holding a gun to the head of your employer, say let's negotiate. It means the negotiations will be under duress. Therefore, the commission have directed striking teachers call off the strike immediately and resume work.
Did the teachers in any way raise any objection to this ruling?
Oh, the discussions, even though hectic, were very mutual. It was a give and take affair. And they know that the consensus among striking teachers and their employers that they had not completed their negotiation. So they did not raise any objection.
Well, you have directed the teachers to go back to the classroom, but how do you ensure that they comply with this directive?
Well, from the mood of those who were in this meeting, believe that there's not going to be any problem with the National Labour Commission.
Does it mean that you're expecting the teachers to go back to the classroom?
Yes, experience has indicated to us that strikes are not declared by just individuals. Proofs meekly strike action. So we expect that they will consult among themselves, then all of the strikes. So we expect them to be back in the classrooms latest by Friday.
And about the ultimatum, what happens if they are not able to resolve their differences in 7 days?
Well, if they are not able to resolve their differences in 7 days, they will come back to the National Labour Commission.
That was the Executive Secretary of the National Labour Commission, Breku Bwedu, talking to Agatha Samoa on Behind the News last night.